Ms. Tara. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, David. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great. We can't complain. We're midweek, right? So we're almost there. A little hump day action going on. All right. So let's see what we have now. I see you speaking with Tara. I know she'll do a great job of outlining the basics. She basically brought me on the line so I could apply some discounts for you. Do you have any questions for me right now, aside from pricing?
As of right now, no. I kind of understand how Google works as a whole, so makes sense to me. I just wanted to understand the price. If it works through.
Gotcha. Okay. Just to sum up your conversation with Tara real quick and make sure I got everything. Basically, you're covering 50 miles. You have a month in business, right?
Yes, sir.
Working with Angie's List right now. You just signed up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I can be doing here is I'm going to sign you up for a competitor right now. This listing, it does have up to the 50 miles, so you can cover a 50-mile radius here. Now, like Tara explained, it is a flat rate. What I'm going to do for you is I already sent you out the pricing page. I'm not sure if you got it. It came through a text message. If you want to take a look at it, you'll see the platinum package there. Now, it is advertised at $599 now with your discounts. I'm able to get you in at just $249 on the flat rate, right? So that way we can really prove to you how Google works and basically what the system does for you. Now, you don't only get set up for Google here. What you're also going to get is first page placement on Apple, which I'm sure, as you know, is invaluable. Apple shoppers, I mean, they're convenience shoppers, right? You also have Alexa, Siri, Bing, which, of course, land all your initial content creation, Yelp, as well as social media hosting. And I don't see a website, but what I'll do here is I can throw one in at no additional cost for you. Right? So that way we can get you all set up on the digital side and then we begin optimization, right? Now, you're not charged per click or per call. You're always listed on that first page. You know, in all honesty, all searches start and stop right there in that first page, right? It's about 95% of them. So really being there is what helps you out. Now, Nick, is that something that fits your budget?
One, it's Nathan. I'm sorry. I think there might have been some confusion there. But two, I just spent $750 to kind of generate some leads. One, I hope you guys can understand, very new. I haven't actually served one client yet, but I have experience. I haven't served a client myself, but I do have experience in the field. I've been general contracting for 3 years, so I'm stepping out and doing it myself. I just spent probably, $750 for ads with Angie's List. I want to at least see what kind of money I can turn out of that. If that's promising, because Google, although it is a lot of activity, what I probably would assume is that not all those calls that I'm going to get berated by are people who are actually interested in my services. So I still do that general contracting work as my career, but I'm doing this as a side thing. So I don't have the availability to be answering calls 24/7 until I probably up my staff a little bit. That being said,
now here's the thing, Nathan, right? And I hear everything you say. Now, I'm in my late 40s. I've been doing it for about 14 years. So I just want to give you a little bit of advice. Everything you said was completely backwards from actually what you need, right? And just let me explain that to you real quick. Give me about a minute. So what I mean by that is with Angie's, they're going to send you a phone number that you're going to pay for. If you don't immediately follow up with that customer, that phone number has also been sold to 80 of your competitors right in your area. And they are calling them. I'm telling you because I do this every day. I speak to business owners who work with Angie's. They're calling them as soon as they get that lead. You're going to miss out on 100% of those leads if you're doing this part-time and can't follow up with them immediately. And you're signed in on a long-term contract, right? Now, the difference with Google is you pay one flat rate no matter how many calls you get. It doesn't matter when you get them, right? So you're not paying per call or per lead or per job. So if I can close down one job for you, it's going to cover the $249. It might even do it for half a year versus 1 month, right? We can close down two or three, even better. And that's the difference. Now, I understand your concern was, well, people, although Google has a lot of activity, they may not really be looking. So every time that you Google something, Nathan, whether it's a restaurant or a service, you're Googling it for one reason, because you need to find somebody to provide that service and you don't know who to call, right? Now, for this reason, Angie's, is Google's biggest customer. You know that, right? Angie's, Thumbtack, you know what these services are. They're Google's biggest customers. If you do a search right now for your keywords, for any of the services you provide, you're going to find their ad space on the first page of Google. Who do you think they pay for that space? Google. Because Google is the entire ecosystem that feeds the internet, right? So with that being said, you're going to get a share of those leads from the first page. And not only a share of those, from the very bottom of the first page. You're going to notice the difference in the customers. Think about this. When you go shopping yourself, and I don't know where you shop at, but if you shop at a designer store versus like a Walmart for your clothes, that's the difference from the top page Google to the bottom. And it's clear cut. Because the guys in Angie's, they know 8 companies are going to call them, and whoever gives them the cheapest price is the one that's going to earn their business, right? Now,
yes, sir.
Companies, when you're shopping on Google, what's the one thing that keeps you from calling that very top company Google? You think they're expensive, right? You feel like, well, they might be out of my budget, so maybe I'll look for somebody on the back page, or I'll go through Angie's. That's where those customers go. When you have a high-end home, when you are concerned about your property, the only place you're going to go is with the top reputable companies in the area, especially if you're a commercial, right? And that's why you won't Google and find on the first page a business that is not successful. Did that make sense?
All of it makes sense. I think where I'm in right now is a little stuck in. I paid for this. I am going to see this one.
I hear you. I hear you. That I understand, right? I know that.
I think I'm losing. One second. I think I paid for a plus of 30 customers calling me. Right now, I like the slow pace of Angie's. And until I get a team member who can take my calls throughout the day, that is when I would love to use you guys. And I will like to use you guys in the near future and probably just put out Angie's list. I'm thinking in the ballpark of about a month. I just needed to get clientele behind me in order to get some type of revenue. And then from there, now I can actually start putting myself on Google, having photos, and making those a lot more productive than just a ton of calls. I hope that makes sense. I would like to use your guys' services, just not at this moment. So I would love a call back in about a month. I know it's not what you want, right? But it's kind of what I need.
Oh, no, but that's okay, Nathan. I mean, in all honesty, I don't even, here with Google as partners, I don't even make commission, right? Literally, what we do is we help the businesses. And it's not every business. We don't offer it to every owner, right? But anyways, with that being said, I know that right now you got the issues going on, right? And that's cool. I mean, you said a couple of things that kind of tipped me off. And one of them being you said you need an employee, right? Have you used Google lately? Have you seen that AI Gemini that's right there on the front page?
I understand what you're saying. Personally,
yeah, no.
I would not like that for my business. And once again, I really do want to use your guys' services, but it's going to be in that month range.
Yeah, that's fine, Nathan. Like I said, I mean, we'll throw you back on the list, you know, for whatever reason. When it opens back up, we can call you, right? I mean, basically, these are first come, first serve basis. But what I was going at is, I mean, I understand you'd really like a person answering your phone, right? And that's good. I mean, it's an employee. I mean, I get it, right? But what AI is going to do for you is a 24/7 employee that's always going to take care and route your information, and you're not even going to have to pay extra for it, right? Because right now these are services that we're actually offering to clients and no additional charge when you sign up for certain packages. So, I mean, there's certain things that we can really get done for you at a really reasonable rate. I mean, the entire package from Apple to the website all the way to social media with retargeting ads is invaluable, right? But it really does come down to being able to handle the business. Right, and that is one of the main questions we ask. So right now you feel like you would not be able to handle the influx of business, right?
Yes, sir. And that's a good thing on your guys' end, because I know it will generate that. But for right now, for me, I can't do it.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, if you can't handle the influx of business, I mean, it really wouldn't be a good fit for you right now, Nathan. So it probably would be the best idea for us to give you a call back. But I mean, when you are ready to handle business, you know what I mean, some more business and really get your name out there, let the world know. Feel free. We appreciate the opportunity.
So then, that being said, I wouldn't, when I am ready to talk to you guys, I would love if I could probably reach out to both of you again. Is there any way that I can get an email in my inbox just with some contact information, some general understanding of how your guys' business works? I understand it's probably going to be a different pricing. That's okay. But I would just like to get some form of contact to if I say in the next
What I'll do is, actually, I do want to do it. Yeah, for sure. So what I'll do is I'll email you a proposal with the number that we talked about today. It's going to have some hyperlinks there. You can do some research. Or A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. Been doing this and so forth. So super confident you're going to like what you hear. But what's a good email address for you, Nathan?
It's going to be T-S-Property Service. Yeah, Property Service. I'm going to make sure I'm not fucking this up. One second.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, so TS, property, yes. It's not plural. So just property, services, TX, as in Texas, at gmail.com.
Gee, what, it's a beautiful day here in Texas today.
Yes, sir. Nice, the whole state. After all that cold.
Yeah, I know. And today's nice and breezy. I mean, it's not too hot, but we got the sun out, so it just feels like one of the great spring days.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put this one together for you. It'll come into your inbox here within the next few minutes. So, other than that, you know, if you do feel like you are ready to take on the influx of business, you know, and get things going, give me a call. My extension, as well as our 24/7 customer service number, is going to be down on bottom. And keep in mind, I mean, everything we do, you have a complete and clear analytics system. You're going to have access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard, and it literally shows you everything. How well you're ranking to CRM, you know, so a lot of good.
Perfect. I love it. I'm excited to use it. I just, once again, I feel like I'm hitting full throttle with your guys' search engine, and I want to make sure these first 5 customers that I serve, slow pace, I'm ready for them, I do my learning, and at that point, I'll be able to handle the weight influx. So I really appreciate your 2 time. David, it was a pleasure meeting you. One more time, could you remind me of your colleague's name that gave me the call?
Yeah, that was Tara.
Tara, thank you for reaching out. Right. I hope you guys have a really good day, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you guys in the near future. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, Nathan. Have a good one.
All right, you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.